Welcome back to another Hash Rate Up Focus episode. Today, I would like to talk about hosting. In this video, I want to explain to you with some easy numbers why the dynamics, the finances around hosting a Bitcoin miner are often not very good, especially compared to you guys just buying the Bitcoin instead of buying a Bitcoin miner and then hosting it. And then in the second part of the video, I want to propose some solutions for that, how you can get extra value out of your hosted miner and why in your specific circumstances might actually still make sense to buy a machine and then host it with a reputable host. All right, let's get into it. Hash Rate Up, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hash Rate Up. So as you can see, we're back in our spreadsheets. This time, I'm going to lead you quickly through this. We have our ASIC model, the hash rate, our power draw, the efficiency, the price is $15 per terahash. We're talking here about an M60S Plus machine hosted in the US, a machine that's already locally available, that has already been imported and due to that is not affected by any potential tariff hiccups, right? Local shipping in the US, $50. You have a setup fee at the host of about 20. Then the total price of the machine for it to be fully delivered on the rack. And then we have the hosting price, 7.5 cents, a runtime of 24 months, which is very typical for a hosting setup. The hash price average here, where we can make different assumptions, our resale value being zero. And then I have the average BTC price over the duration of the hosting contract, our uptime. And then down here, we have some numbers, right? So let's work with this for now. This is actually slightly more conservative. I would personally probably put the average Bitcoin price in the next 2 years above this level or just around this level. And then the hash price average in the next 2 years is probably going to be more like, I don't know, 37,000 sats per petahash per day, right? So this is Bitcoin per petahash per day, right? So we are clear on the numbers here. This is something we have explored before. Feel free to go back to other videos, hash price 1 and 2, that I'm sure producer Ben can link here if you don't yet understand what the hash price is. Jumping into the numbers, right? We buy our ASICs today. Right now, we have a conversion rate that would equal this purchase to be 0.028 Bitcoin. That's our initial investment, right? That's kind of our hurdle rate. That is what we have to make back plus all the hosting expenses to be able to say this was a worthwhile investment. At least that's how I think about it. There's other ways to think about it, but we'll get into that in the second part of the video, right? So you have hosting $189 per month, roughly. That's that in Bitcoin, right? So here, what I did, this is important. Here, I divide the hosting per month price with the average Bitcoin price that we entered up here, right? Because you have to understand how much cost you have in Bitcoin terms for your hosting bill every month. That is also the only, if you look at this from the Bitcoin hash price angle, and I want to make more Bitcoin than I could have bought angle, you only have to consult Bitcoin fiat price for this conversion of your hosting bill, right? So you're spending about 0.00126 Bitcoin per month to keep your machine running. Your revenue being 37,000 sats and 150,000 being $255. That's your profit right there, $150 or 0.001 Bitcoin per month. And this is the important number, right? 27 months ROI for you to be able to make the Bitcoin back that you could have bought instead spot. Now, oftentimes, that is not worth the risk, right? If we say, hey, Bitcoin price is going to be actually 200,000 and our revenue is going to be more than that, it's going to be 40,000 sats, then our ROI drops to about 18.5 months, so 1.5 years roughly, which is of course much, much better. Now you could be even more positive and say like, hey, you know, at the end of the lifespan, I'm going to be able to sell the Bitcoin miner. We have done a episode on ASIC pricing as well, which you can look up. I can sell the Bitcoin miner for 25% of the sats that I originally spent, right? Or call it 20%. Now you're making extra money here, and this is not added to the ROI. So I added these numbers quickly. Your total profit is then, if you manage to sell the machine, 0.015 Bitcoin, which equals, at a price of 200,000, equals about $3,000. Assuming that you will not sell it, right, for whatever reason, now your profit is about 1.6K, because we're making our money back after 18 months and we're keeping it running for another few months, right? We'll get into the reasons why I like hosting in the USA for this particular reason, right? Because you're able to sell the machine in another video as well. With all this being said, of course, in a spreadsheet like this, you can make the numbers look great if you make certain assumptions, right? But you kind of always want to be more conservative than optimistic about these kind of scenarios, because after all, you're also taking risk, right? You risk, and this doesn't include any of the maintenance cost yet, right? So there's no 10% added for maintenance cost, which is something that we've covered in the what does it cost to mine one Bitcoin video. Let's try and be more conservative, and then, you know, your ROI goes to about 2 years. Now, taking a risk over 2 years versus just buying the Bitcoin on the spot market, that's a no-brainer, right? Buy the Bitcoin instead, which is also why when clients come to me and we have a conversation, I often say it's probably worth just buying the Bitcoin instead of buying the miner. However, there are a couple of reasons why investing in a Bitcoin miner can make sense.
BitX, solomining.de, got it. Premium, made in Germany. You want to go fancy? Go for NerdX or NerdQX++ for a lot of power. Worldwide shipping, check out solomining.de today.
All right, so the first reason why it might make sense to buy a Bitcoin miner, even though the economics are not that great, is your learning curve. Remember when you bought your first bit of Bitcoin and your interest in what happens, why are the numbers moving up and down, what is Bitcoin, now you've got skin in the game. The same thing happens if you buy a Bitcoin miner, in my opinion, right? Now you want to understand, what is the hash rate? You want to watch all these videos that I make. What kind of pool should I choose? How does the energy thing work? What is hash rate? What does the miner even do? What is a pool share? All of these questions give you a better fundamental understanding of how Bitcoin works, and you owning that miner gives you a reason to start understanding it, right? That's, I think, very, very valuable, and makes you more confident even in your other Bitcoin assumptions and Bitcoin choices, because understanding mining, as boring as it may seem to many, is very fundamental to your confidence in what Bitcoin is and why Bitcoin will be around for the next thousands of years, right? It'll never disappear. And mining is a big, big part of that. The second reason why it might make sense to buy a Bitcoin miner is cash flow, right? A lot of people are after cash flow. They're not interested in buying Bitcoin spot and holding it. They want a regular income source. They also want to maybe DCA, which leads into the third reason. DCA into Bitcoin, right, by paying a hosting bill. They might want to DCA with a bit more risk, right? So you can DCA the regular way, DCA being dollar cost average, so regularly buying the same amount of Bitcoin. And instead of buying the Bitcoin on the spot market, you now pay for a hosting bill, and in return, you get Bitcoin back. Reason number four, you might want KYC-free sats, right? Those are worth more than regular sats, because there are apps online where you can buy KYC-free Bitcoin for a premium. Mining is one way to acquire that KYC-free Bitcoin, which is another reason why you might be motivated to buy a Bitcoin miner. Reason number five, increasingly I'm being reached out to by people who want to start a business, who want to, you know, reach out to friends and family to raise funds to build a bigger mining operation. You buying your first machine might be the first step here, because now you have hash rate live and you can actually show people what you're doing. It's not just theoretical, right? You're actually owning a machine. You can show them a picture of it. It's humming away. You have data to show for it and all of that good stuff, which also leads me back to reason number one, right? Where you need constant access to data. But we'll get back to that in a other video as well, talking about dashboards and foreman and miner management tools. Reason number six, the depreciation game. This is something that people are heavily advertising right now in the US, where buying a miner can help you with your tax bill, right? You're making an investment, and that investment you can deduct from your income or from your profits as a business. And therefore, you can lower that tax bill. That can increase the profitability of the calculation that I showed you before, because effectively, you are now saving money on another front by buying the Bitcoin miner, meaning if you add it all up, you're getting the Bitcoin miner for slightly cheaper, right? That's another reason why people do it. And then last but not least, my favorite reason, which I've recently come across, are capital controls, right? So there are many, many countries in the world where it is not very easy to send and receive unlimited amounts of foreign currency like you might be used to, right? So an example for this would be Zambia, right? If you live in Zambia and you have wealth in Zambia, now it's very difficult for you to send money across outside of Zambia to buy Bitcoin, right? Because there's certain capital controls and you have to have a good reason as to why you need to send foreign currency and all of that good stuff. So if you're in a situation like this, where you want to have exposure to Bitcoin or you want to get funds outside of the country, you might not be able to just buy Bitcoin and then send it permissionlessly across the world. However, what you can do now is you could buy a Bitcoin miner, host it, and then you would actually just get a regular hosting bill from an American company, for instance. In your situation, you can justify a expense for a hosting bill on a monthly basis much easier than you just buying spot Bitcoin. Hey, I'm running this machine overseas. I need to pay this bill every month. And now you're paying a hosting bill in dollars, meaning you get your money out. You're mining Bitcoin to a wallet, and that's it. Now you've got the capital outside of the restrictions that you are subjected to. And that might be another reason, right? So all of these reasons, let me see if I can list them all again, right? So we have the learning curve, we have cash flow, we have the KYC-free Bitcoin, we have you starting a business, we have the depreciation game, let's call it, capital restrictions. Those are the ones, right? All of these reasons can add subjective and in some cases a financial value to this transaction of buying a Bitcoin miner and then hosting it. And then it's up to you to decide, you know, is that subjective value enough for you to make this purchase or not, right? Yeah, so those are the reasons why it might make sense to host a Bitcoin miner in your situation. If you're interested, feel free to reach out. There's a lot of machines and a lot of hosts with open rack space that I can recommend. As I said, feel free to reach out anytime. All my contact information is below. And I hope you learned something. Let me know what your feedback is on this one. And see you next time.